Joining me on the phone is Maestro Nurhan Arman, the visionary and founder of one of Canada's finest chamber orchestras, Sinfonia Toronto, who I will be joining very shortly. April 1st, we have a concert together. Very, very exciting. Sinfonia Toronto consists of string players who perform standing in the tradition of great European chamber orchestras. They have received enormous success with their international tours in Germany. They drew such headlines as Sinfonia Toronto inspires. They thrilled our audience. It is my privilege and honor to welcome Nurhan to our show today. Hi, Nurhan. Welcome. How are you today?
Hello, Daniel. I'm fine, thanks. I hope you're well, too.
Doing fantastic, yes. The ensemble performs standing up. You have turned it into a world-class ensemble, gaining quotes such as, Nurhan and his orchestra literally conquered us, from La Scena Musicale. Could you share a little bit of information about how the idea got started?
Well, I'm a violinist. My conducting came later in life. So I was concertmaster, I was section violinist, so I spent some time in symphony orchestras. And I always wanted to play chamber orchestra so that I could hear my colleagues better and more intimate surroundings. So the idea came, it was with me from early days in my career. And once when I switched to conducting, I conducted larger orchestras in US, Canada, and Europe. But the Sinfonia Toronto came after we moved here to Toronto. At that point, Toronto didn't have a chamber orchestra that played this 20th century, 19th century repertoire, because the Toronto chamber players had just stopped performing. They basically closed shop. So that's how it started to form this orchestra and to play. Standing up is something, you know, that my vision for the orchestra is that orchestra functions on three levels, to be fine soloistic playing, but also with listening to each other, like chamber music, and as well as with the discipline of an orchestra. So these three components work better. And, you know, for soloistic playing, when violin players stand up, they feel different because from childhood, the idea is to become the next Yasha Heifetz. So sitting down is almost feels like a sometimes not exactly what they envisage they doing.
Right. And there's an energy there and a passion that comes from playing standing up. I've even tried it sometimes on the piano, and it's a completely different energy that comes out of the ensemble. I've seen many ensembles in Europe perform standing up, and it adds another dimension to the playing.
Absolutely. You're so right. One other thing that we do, everyone uses their own music so that, you know, they're not trying to share a stand, trying not to bump into each other, which actually happens quite often, you know, symphony orchestras and page turns and everything all becomes a problem. I think when you're on your own, you have your own music stand and you're standing up, there is totally different psychology.
Now, one of your Juno Award-winning recordings was for a new classical work. You also discovered a aria by Johann Sebastian Bach. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, that was the Juno was for the John Burgess Flanders Fields Reflections. And this was a commission that we did, and John and I, we talked about this. And my idea at that point was to have an anti-war piece where at the end the stage gets smaller and smaller, like a bit like Haydn's Farewell Symphony. So John decided to use the poem, Flanders Fields poem, which is quite well known in Canada. So he wrote the piece on this, and we recorded it, and we were fortunate that it received a Juno Award. It's a beautiful piece, and we have played it since then three more times, I think, and it's been played everywhere practically.
Tell us a little bit about the Bach aria that you discovered.
The Bach aria was very interesting. This was found by a musicologist who was doing some research on an unrelated topic in a library in Germany, and he found in a shoebox some music, and it turned out to be it was Bach's handwriting. He recognized it, and but he wasn't sure, so he immediately sent it by fax to some calligraphy experts for Bach, and they confirmed that it was Bach's handwriting. So, Alles mit Gott, All is Well with God, that's the title. And I found out about this, and I realized that it was going to be published by Baron Reiter in Kassel, Germany. And we had just done a tour in with our orchestra, and we had a contact in Kassel who was working for Hessen state radio station. And I immediately wrote an email. I said, can you send me the music and the score and the parts for this aria? So she did, and as soon as it got published, and we had a wonderful soprano from Montreal, Aline Coutan, who came over, and we recorded the piece.
Very interesting. Noorhan, I'm very excited. We're going to be sharing the stage very soon, this coming Friday, April 1st.
That's right.
We are performing one of Mozart's favorite piano concerti, the number 12, Kirchhoff 414. A delight to practice. It rests under the fingers so well. I have to say it's a joy to practice. Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect to hear with the other works on the program, the Haydn, the world premiere violin concerto.
Yes, the Haydn is a string quartet. It's his Opus 42, which is very, very interesting piece. Up until 1970, this piece was thought that it was a early work by Joseph Haydn, but actually it's not. It's written just 3 years after the Mozart's 12th piano concerto that you'll be playing in 1785. And it's really, the craftsmanship is so hidden, so it does sound simple, but we don't know a whole lot about the piece itself, but it has a very interesting tempo marking. Haydn writes Andante innocentemente. Well, innocentemente in Italian means innocently.
Innocent, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it can also mean without guilt. So I think the message I get from it is that play it as you like it. Don't play it like an easy piece. And we know this a bit why, because a year earlier he writes a piano sonata for Princess of Esterhazy. And not the prince, but Princess of Esterhazy. And she was an amateur, so he wanted to write a sonata for her. And there he uses the same thing, innocentemente. Originally, this quartet was written for an ensemble of musicians that perhaps he needed to encourage them. So,
yeah, I've only come across that marking with Paganini. There's a sonata, Andante Innocentemente, ironically from The Devil of the Violin.
Which was not innocent at all.
Exactly. Interesting. Well, tell us about the violin concerto that will receive a world premiere with Jokic. Very exciting.
By Robert Rival. That's a violin concerto that we commissioned, and violinist Mark Jokic will be playing it. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's a major piece, and it's actually beautiful. It's based on poetry, and the title of it, Under the Cypress Tree.
Mm.
It has five movements, and really, really very poetic piece, but very challenging piece for the violinist, and also extremely challenging for the orchestra. There are all kinds of techniques involved for the orchestra, and also for the violinist, he really stretches the limits technically. So it will be a major contribution to the Canadian repertoire.
Well, I'm sure if there's any ensemble that can pull it off, it's Sinfonia Toronto. I'm very excited to be joining you very shortly, and I know you'll pull out that charm, that wit of 18th century Vienna with Mozart and Haydn. Looking forward very much. Thank you, Nurhan. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. The concert, Friday, April 1st, 8 p.m. at the Jane Mallet Theater, 27 Front Street. It's called the Mozart-Haydn Rival Concert. I'll be joining Nurhan and his fine ensemble, Sinfonia Toronto, on the piano, of course, and very, very much looking forward to performing Mozart and hearing Robert Rival's Violin Concerto with Mark Jokic and the Haydn String Quartet in D minor, Opus 42. For information and tickets, visit SinfoniaToronto.com. I look forward to seeing you there. Now we'll hear that work from that Juno Award-winning album for Best Recording of a New Classical Work. Here's the music of John Burge, Canadian composer, Flander Fields Reflections, The Poppies Blow.